Now, Mark Newnham does join us. He's in New Zealand for this week's Ready to Run sale. Morning to you, Mark.
Yeah, morning, Andrew.
Thanks for sparing us a few minutes inspecting them, mate. How's the sale looking for later on in the week?
I've seen a couple of nice horses already, so I'll be here for first day of selling tomorrow, and then I'll come home and always bid on the phone if there's something there I like.
Yeah, and is it a sale that, well, obviously you've gone there, but you think that this is a sale that can prove successful?
Yeah, look, I picked up Deep Sea here last year. He was only 75,000. He had two starts for us there. He won at Randwick and then got beaten ahead in a listed race at Eagle Farm. But he's found a home in Hong Kong now. So, they're here if you look hard enough.
Yep, understand. And their weather conditions, have they been favourable? Are you seeing good quality stock going through the sale or that will go through the sale?
Yeah, look, they're good bunch of horses here, so there's plenty of variety, and the weather's not too bad today to look at horses.
Okay, all right. Well, while you're doing that, are you looking at one now?
I'm looking at a Seamus Award at the moment, so he's quite a nice horse.
Okay, just a few words if we can on Quackerjack. It was a really strong win down at Goulburn to win the Cup. You're obviously looking towards this race, and I'm not too sure whether you're online or not, but you're number 17, which will get you there. There's two horses that won't be accepting, but pretty well everything else is, Mark.
Yeah, well, me and Dollar Races, you'd imagine that most would accept, so yeah. I'm pleased to hear that he'll sneak into the field. He's come on really well since Goulburn, and it was sort of always in my mind in the middle of the year to give him a little break and aim at some of these races. So he ticked off the Goulburn Cup, comes in with 53 on Saturday, up to a mile, which is ideal for him, and he's probably improved a little bit since then. He was still a bit rough in the coat going to Goulburn. He's cleaned up nicely, so... Now, this race and the Villiers will be his next two runs.
Okay, so the Villiers after this one. He was strong at Goulburn because there was plenty of pressure up front. You had good horses coming towards you at the finish, but he wanted to put his head out and win.
Yeah, look, he's just a good, tough, reliable sort of horse. He, since we gelded him, his form's been very consistent. He was a good second at Colding one day, and then Colding virtually unbeatable since.
And
even the form around Grey Worm come out and won again after he beat him first up, and then the other day he had a tough trip but still boxed on well, and so he's taken a bit more improvement from that. Look, he's just good on pace horse that enjoys any type of ground, good wet doesn't really bother him.
And the one thing with him, I'm just looking back at that race with Colding, it was a little May 25 race at Randwick, a good four, a 3 and 4 year old benchmark 78. And here you are being beaten by Colding by 1.8 lengths after leading. And it's amazing how horses can just go on, can't they? It's the form lines can really read strong.
Yeah, well, I went into that race very confident, but now I know why we didn't win. and he came out and won his next start, but it's amazing how the form can sort of turn out after you probably walk away a little disappointed at not winning, like I say, it's easier to see why he didn't win now.
Yeah, exactly. This horse is strong too at a mile. He's had a couple of cracks and they've been two really good wins.
Yeah, well, look, he's a sort of horse he absorbs a bit of pressure, similar to the other day at Goulburn. There was plenty of them wanted to go forward in the race early. He did a bit of work out three deep, but held them off really well over the last part of the race. And his wins at Randwick over a mile have been like that. So, I imagine with the capacity field at Kembla, nice big track, he'll put himself somewhere up on the pace and be tough to get past.
All right, we'll wait for the final field and everything else to come around. Obviously, a few of your horses have gone to the paddock, but Magic Millions, you've got one or two that are they back in after a little break?
Yeah, Every Rose, the Gym Crack winner. She'll trial at Randwick next week and go to Wyong. And Diamond Thunder, who's aiming at the three-year-old Magic Million. He's had just a freshen up in the stable since he's winning the Brian Crowley. And he'll trial again. He'll trial next week and then go to the three-year-old Magic Million at Wyong as a lead-up.
Yep, understand. All right, we'll wait and see on those. And every row's an exciting two-year-old off what we've already seen. Barrier trialing next week. Good on you. Thanks a lot, Mark. I hope you can buy one or two over there, mate.
Great. Thanks, Andrew.